Today's year, Mishnah Briyani is Siman Shin and Ches. We are up to Sif Ches. Here we go. Bana Mechitzas Al Ha Rishona La Kifa Al Yadam Ladira Eino Moyel. So a guy has a lot that's a karpev, which means it was not originally hukaf ladira, and he wants to make it now hukaf ladira after, let's say, he's opened up a house into it, or he built a house into it. But as you know, that doesn't help if it was originally enclosed, not l'shem dira. So what does he want to do? He wants to build a wall on top of the wall, a full additional yud tvachim addition to the top of the walls enclosing this, let's say, lot. So what does he do? What he then does is as follows. He puts up these walls and he thinks that this is going to help. Eino moel. Doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Why doesn't it work? Eino moel. Lo mahani l'kafik lo midi. Because this additional yud tvachim wall built on top of the original enclosure doesn't add anything to the karpe. Sharei below zeh mukaf kvar. Because without the additional wall yud tvachim high surrounding the whole area, you still have a wall below it that's surrounding it that's already originally hukaf shalol adira. That original wall below was the core wall that was enclosing this area, shalol l'shem dira. So therefore, it's not gonna help. Eino moel. So look at now the Shulchan Aruch. V'im nivlu hatachtonos v'nisharu ha'alyonos me aleihem nitar al yadom. So he says, after he does this move of building the wall on top of the wall, okay, the wall below starts sinking into the ground, right? And then the only thing that's left, halachically, is the walls above, me'aleihem, right? In other words, it becomes a memela surrounding of the area by virtue of the fact that the original walls are no longer there because they sunk into the ground. So then, niter al yadam, then the area is now going to become permitted to carry in by virtue of the walls they originally built that originally didn't help to make it mukaf adira. But now since he put those walls up for it to be mukaf adira, so even though it was ineffective because there already were these walls below that made it low mukaf adira, those walls are now gone. And since those walls are now gone, what is he left with? He's left with the new walls that he built on top of these walls, right? And again, he extended the wall another 10 tefachim. L'shem dira. Doesn't help. But it does help now, because now, when it's sunk into the ground, those are the walls that he's left with. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan nun zayin, b'nivlu atachtonos, shaya afar rach v'sichoach. The ground was soft and easily sinkable, right? V'nechbat hakotel ad shelo nishar ba asara tefachim begova. And the kotel now sinks into the ground, okay, to the point where the original wall that was the basis for this lot being lo hukaf ladira has only a piece of the wall left that is less than 10 tefachim high. So now the original wall is no longer halachically a wall because it's less than 10 tefachim high, and therefore the only thing, okay, that is enabling this wall now to be considered an enclosure is the new additional part of the wall that he built, the extra yitzvachim that he built above, extending above. So that's why Sifkat Ben Ches, Nitar Al Yadam, that addition, that wall addition on top, is now going to make the area permitted to carry in. Shari Nasu Shem Dira. That, when he added those yitzvachim wall to the top, they were done, L'Shem Dira Mitchilasan. They were up there in order to surround the area, L'Shem Dira, right? In other words, obviously, when he put this addition up, it was already after he opened up a house to it, or he built a house in it. So now when he's putting up those Yutfachim additions, extensions, it's L'Shem Dira. It's not effective, but that's what he did it for. So therefore, right, it wasn't able to be matir the area to make it L'Shem Dira, adato, until now, Shayat Zolot Zorech. Because up until now, there was no need for those walls. So it didn't have the ability to make it an enclosure, l'shem dira, because it was an unnecessary addition to the enclosure. But now, without them, leka asara, bigova, mechita yashana, without this new 10 Tefach edition, there is what? There is no original mechitza that is surrounding the area. So Shapi Mahani Le Karfeif. Now it is benefiting the Karfeif, this wall. And since it's benefiting the Karfeif, this additional wall on top of the wall, because the original wall sunk into the ground, therefore, the Mela, the area has now become Hukaf Ladira. We now continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what happens if Aval, back to Shulchan Aruch, tell Yoiser Misa Sayim? But what happens if you have this hill or this, you know, elevated surface, more than, again, 10 tefachim high, that is a surface area more than two sa, the asa mechitzos, and then he put mechitzos on that, around that area, afilu al svaso, even at the edges, right? Let's say, for example, you had this elevated area, and it was even mamish, you know, straight up, elevated directly up, and now you have like a hill area, 10 tefach above the ground, and that area had a surface area more than two sa, and you now are adding a wall around the whole hedge of that elevated surface. And you're doing it all the way around the edges. Okay? And that's exactly where, halachically, the mechitzas are. Right? Because the mechitzas are halachically based on the elevated walls, okay? The imaginary walls that are the sides of that mound. So the chayra, all you're doing is adding to the walls around the mound that are serving as your walls, right? So that should be the same thing, right? Wrong. You know why it's not the same thing? Moil. It's going to work. Why? Shaharei dar ba'avir mechitzos she'asa ata. Because now, even though it's halachically adding an extension to the 10 tefach walls that are the outside of this mound, of this hill, still, practically, these mechitzas are functioning to really protect him in a physical way. Because now, originally, those walls were just halachic walls. And now he has a real lat, he has a real yutefach wall surrounding his surface area that would have been open to the elements. So therefore, even though halachically it's extending the walls, and it's like the previous case where you're just adding wall to wall, you're just additional, you're just going higher up with another 10 tefachim. But those 10 tefachim, you can't say that they're not being moil anything. They're mamish enclosing him physically, if not halachically. Okay? So that's what's being said here. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'as nuntes, v'asa mechitzas. Why is he putting up these mechitzas? L'dur l'shtamish alatel. He's putting up these mechitzas to be able to live, right, on top of that hill, on top of that mountain, on top of that elevated area, whatever it is. Okay? The wall starts at the edges of the hill, on top of the hill. Okay? All right? The bottom line is, wherever it is, it's extending 10 tefachim above the surface area. Okay? Afil al svaso, resor lomar, delomi boyim hirchik misvas hatel shlosha tefachim. Of course, if he went ahead and distanced it on the inside, more than 3 tefachim from the edge, for sure that would work. Devavadai moil. That will for sure help kibavar b'sevavav. We saw yesterday, that for sure will help. Why? Because if it's on the inside, more than 3 tefachim away from the edges, that's a totally new enclosure. Right? So of course that's going to work. Here saying, even if it's halachically an extension of the outer, okay, wall below, okay, it's still serving a purpose. It's moil. Look at Tzavach Aleph. It's moil. The afal gav de below mechitzos. And even though without these mechitzos, elu, harei yesh begova tel asara v'yoser, okay, even though without these mechitzas, there is on the height of this hill, it is more than what? More than 10 tefachim. Farehu mukaf me'elav. And therefore, it's viewed as what? Halachically enclosed. Afal pikein shari. Even so, it's going to now become permitted to walk there, to carry there, because now it's becoming a new hukaf ladira. The cave under ain't no darla mapta ba'omex. He's not living on the bottom. Ella, where is he living? Al hatel. He's living on top of the surface area of this hill. Begova lamala, right? He's living on top of the surface area elevated above. Hare adarabba. Just the opposite. Mahani le rak mechitz layonos. The only thing that's really helping him practically are the mechitzos that are surrounding the edges of this hill. And now the ones below are really not helping him at all. Yeah, they might have helped him before, but it's like, you know, it's like those original walls become a non-factor now because these are now the main walls. Okay? So therefore, Shaharei Dar. And that's what he means when he says at the end of Shulchan Aruch, because he is now living ba'avir practically. Which mechitzas is he living in? He's living in now these new mechitzas that he just built. Again, you can imagine in Ian's share a lot of different ways to touch this up, but at the end of the day, those are now the main walls, and it definitely displaced those initial halachic walls that were around there. As opposed to when you had a full, not only halachic mechitza, where you had a real wall, and you just added another 10 tefachim to the wall, making it now 20 tefachim high. That obviously adds nothing in terms of the enclosure, unless the wall, the original wall below, sinks into the ground. Okay, we now move on to Sif Katan Samach Beis. The Avir Mechitzos, he's living in the Avir Mechitzos. The Lo Ba'inan Sheyaseh Kama Mechitzos. And the truth is, you don't really even have to build all walls all around the edge. Elokim Shabbat Mechitza Achas. All he really has to do is build one Mechitza L'Shem Dira Sagi. One Mechitza alone on the edge of the hill will be enough. Ushari Shalosh Mechitza, and the other three Mechitzos, Nechshav Ayidei Atel Gufa Shehu Gavoa Asar Tzvachim. And the other three mechitzas could be based on the what? On the tel itself, which is higher than 10 tefachim, like we saw in Sif Gimel. Ah, so all you have is one mechitza. What's the problem? At the end of the day, that new mechitza on the wall is the core mechitza. And now it's like adding, anytime you go ahead and breach an original wall and put more than 10 amos there, you're going to be good. That's why he says, V'afilu boso mechitza lo b'yinu shiyase apnei ko rochav atel. Even that one mechitza that you're doing doesn't have to be the whole width of the hill. As long as there's a little more than 10 amos, right? A little more than that. The shame dira sagi. That's all he has to do. All he has to do is add another 10 amos and a little more than that to the edge, and it allows you now to go ahead and utilize that whole hill. So, a guy wants to go ahead and build a hill on a he's on the top of a mountain, a Masada. And he wants to be able to do what? He wants to be able to build a house on Masada and walk on top of Masada. So all he has to do is build on one edge of Masada. All he has to do is build a wall, more than 10 amos, on one side of Masada. And now he's cool. Assuming the slope is somewhere, anywhere on that whole hill, a raising of 10 tefachim within 4 amos, which it is. As you'll see when we go to Masada. Okay, Vaita. We're moving now.
What? They shoot up.
Yeah. But the point is that you now don't have a karpif that's lohu kafladira. Because since you built the house on Masada, so even though originally Masada is viewed as lohu kafladira because those are natural walls as we saw yesterday, all you gotta do is just add a full 10 amos plus wall on one of the sides. And you are home free, and you can go ahead and carry and do whatever you want up there on the Masada. Okay, I'm sure Herod really cared about that. Okay, Vaiter, we move Vaiter. We'll speak to Run. He's right here, Run. What do you want to say? Something to say, Run?
Herod didn't really care. Okay, Abram walked here, and that's all that happened. Herod didn't say anything about it. Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Vaiter. Sith test. Carpe. Yosef Mesa Sai. We're up to test now. So we have here the following new halacha that we're going to see now in Sif Tes, that basically says like this. You see, besides the requirement that a karpef has to exceed 2 base saw, right, in order to render it a karpef, because again, if it's 2 saw or less, then even if it's not hukaf l'dira, you're okay. The only time it becomes a problem of lo hukaf l'dira, if it's not, let's say, a lot or an area surrounded for residential purposes, is if it's more than 2 saw. So let's say you have something that is more than 2 saw. Okay? But it was, listen to this. It was originally enclosed for residential purposes. So is it okay? Yeah, even though it's more than 2 saw, because it was originally enclosed hukaf adira. But we're going to see that there are other ways that it's going to become disqualified afterwards. Because let's say it doesn't remain. Something happens, it doesn't let it remain hukaf adira. For example, you start planting in it and it becomes like a garden. So we're going to see two different scenarios. One is where there's like a massive amount of trees planted in there. And one is where you actually make it into a garden and you sow it. S-O-W-N. So let's see. Siftes. Karpef yoser mi sasayim shehukaf ladira v'nata rubo ilanos. You have here a karpef of more than two sa, and it was originally enclosed for residential purposes. For residential purposes. And then what happens? V'nata rubo ilanos. And then the trees were planted over most of its surface. Afilo enim netulim shuro shuros. Even if they were not planted in parallel rows in an even way, it's just like a big hodgepodge, which makes it very, you know, hard to use it for residential purposes. Even so, ain't a mevat lahadira. It's not going to be mevatel that area, ladira. Still could be viewed as hukaf ladira. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sifkat and Samach Gimel. V'nata rubo. It became planted over the majority of its surface. What was planted? Trees. Samach Dal, even if it wasn't done shuros, elamu rabin, even though it was done and planted in an uneven jumble mumble bumble, sif katan samech, ainam mevatlin, it's not going to be mevatel ladira. It's not going to make it lohukaf ladira. Why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan samech, ainam mevatlin madira, da avide in shilin toa ilanos machatero, kide lestoy be petzilon. You know why? Because people do not dwell amidst. Oh, sorry, because people do go ahead and commonly plant the trees in their yards in order to come and sit in their shade. So therefore, it's not going to go ahead, even if the majority of the area now is full of trees, it's still going to be hukaf ladira. However, aval nizra rubo, but if the majority of it was not planted with trees, but rather it was sown, meaning you made it into a garden, right? Hazrayim mevat ladira. The plants and the garden is going to be mevat ladira. Afilu ein mahem elos asayim. Even if the amount that was planted doesn't add up to more than two sa. Because the right, even if the garden itself area is not more than two sa, you know why? Because once it's the majority of the lot, we define it as the whole lot now is now a garden. And lahu kapadira. That's really, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan. Samech vav azrayim vav madira. The dezerayim, when it comes to plants and gardens, lo dari inchi, avilegina. People don't live in a vegetable garden. People don't live amongst flowers. Okay? Let's say you're in you grow botanical gardens in the lot. People don't live in botanical gardens. Vasula taltel afik sheino nizra. And it's us, therefore, to go ahead and carry there the sheino nizra, the botale, even in the area that was not garden area. You can't carry. Meaning you can't carry in the whole lot now. Why? The batel legabe ruba, because the whole area is now batel to the majority. The zerakulam, it's all viewed as one big garden planted there. Samach zayin afilu ein bahem. Even if it doesn't have what? Ella sasayim. But sona lomar. This means to say, b'shetach mekom asri, even if in the area of the garden, it's not more than two sa. Base sasayim ein otzarach lekev. And two sa don't really need hekef ladira. Don't need to be surrounded ladira. I feel lachi asa. You know why? It came into me at batel legabe rove. Since the miyat is batel to the rove, so we have here overall more than a sasayim, not defined as hukaf ladira, because it's the garden. The whole area is defined as a garden. Sif katan samaches ela sasayim. Even ein bahem ela sasayim. Even if all there is two sa planted. Who I didn't pass off. The truth of the matter is, even if less than two sa is planted, as long as a majority of that area is planted, right? Kevan Shaim Rob, since it's a majority, to be Yachad Imam Miyut. And together with the Miyut, there is Yoser, Yesh Yoser, there's more than two sa of area. Guess what? You have halachically, you have more than two sa of area touched up as a garden. And therefore, it can no longer be defined as hukaf ladira, because now it's become defined as hukaf le garden. Nizra Miyut. Let's say only a minority was planted there. In they ain't bo ela sasayim mutter. If all there is planted is two sa, it's going to be okay. But yosemi sasayim, once it's already planted more than a sasayim, even if it's the minority, It makes the whole area also to carry. What's up, shot? Samach test. Nizra miyuto. Nirhead to who I did. Nechzal nechzal. Same thing would be even if it was 50-50. In Aimbow. Ritzon alonu v'makom mazruah. It doesn't have in the area that was planted. Okay? A majority. Mutter, it's going to be okay. It's going to carry there. To ain koach b'miyut. Because the meat doesn't have enough koach. Levatel harov. To go ahead and nullify the majority. That is hukaf l'dira. Because it was originally done hukaf l'dira. V'miyut atzmo. And the minority is gamkei mutter. You know why? Even if you didn't have it, hook up Ladira. If it's two sa or less, it would still be allowed to carry there. So it's not going to be a problem with that area, because that area doesn't need to be hookup at all. Ladira. Right? As long as it's hookup, even if it's not hookup Ladira, it's okay.
Daha besa sayim lo tzarech hekef Ladira. But the Shulchan Aruch ends off, but yoisem is a sayim aser. More than a sasayim is going to be usher. What's the pshah here? Even if it's a miyut of the overall, let's say, area, if the part of that area that has been planted now as a garden, as a botanical garden or as a vegetable garden or whatever, is more than a base sasayim, is more than two saw, then it's going to be usher letaltel bakula. It's going to be usher carrying in the total area of that lot. The hamiyut aser came in sheyesh bo yoser mi beis sasayim, because that miyut, which is the garden, is aser in and of itself, because the miyut itself has more than two sa, and eino nitter below hekef ladira uzrayim mevatlin mechitza shel dira. Right, the only way that area could be mutter to carry in is if it were defined as a residential enclosure, and this area is not defined as such, right? Since, you know, cultivation divests an area of its residential status, right? Uzrayim v'vatlim mechitza shel dira. Now, this is basically, he said, oh, just to find out, just to the rov hakarpef, just to end off, the rov hakarpef, gam kein nesar, so then, okay, so we understand why the miyut is more than a base of sayim. You wouldn't be able to walk in because that miyut is more than two sa, which can't be defined as hukaf ladira. But what do you mean? But the other part, the rove, still should be able to be defined as hukaf ladira. This is a different halacha. He says, "Rove akarpe gamke nesar neshu pasuach uparutz lizrayim shehu makom aser." So this is a new halacha. And he's saying the remaining rove of the karpef also becomes aser to carry it. Why? Because even though its status is not defined by the minority, it is open and exposed to the sown area, which is a forbidden area. Okay? And being, it's an usher area. Now, what he's really referencing here is to a halacha coming up in Shin Samach Aleph Sif Beis, that if a permitted area is exposed to a place where it is usher to carry, meaning if there's no proper wall separating, there's no proper wall separating the two areas that we have here, so one is not allowed to carry even within the area which should otherwise be permitted. And therefore, that's why you're not going to be able to carry anywhere within that area because of the lack of separation between the minority area, which is usher, and the majority area, which in principle should have been mutter, but is becoming usher by virtue of the miyut area, the minority area, Adkan.